Okay, we're coming to the part in our meeting where we vote on agenda items. But first, I'd like to take the liberty to read agenda item number one. It's a resolution for Walter K. Knorr. Your leadership over the last 10 years as Vice President, Chief Financial Officer, and Comptroller has helped the University of Illinois system grow and flourish despite some of the stiffest financial challenges in its 150-year history. Your distinguished service here has touched much more than just our bottom line. Your quick wit and keen sense of humor have also helped guide your grateful colleagues through difficult times, providing laughs, perspective, and a spirit of optimism to carry them forward. The deepest financial downturn since the Great Depression and an unprecedented state budget impasse were the bookends of your decade with the University of Illinois system. But despite the collapse of national financial markets and a continuing shortfall that reduced state funding by nearly $765 million over the last 2 years, your talents have helped navigate the system to growth in enrollment, in the size and scope of our budget, and in global prestige. When you joined the U of I system on February 1, 2007, you brought the experience of many years with leading private financial institutions and with municipal bodies such as the City of Chicago and Cook County, Illinois. Your talents and careful, innovative financial management have helped advise five university presidents and a board of trustees that underwent an historic reorganization in 2009. At every step, you have been their barometer for our fiscal standing and outlook, clearly outlining our current financial position and patiently answering any and all questions on topics ranging from tuition and fees to the potential impact of new legislation and regulations. You also authored a top 10 fact sheet that gives all new members of the Board of Trustees a solid head start on university finances during their orientation sessions. You also have artfully managed the university's overall debt, working within the parameters of the board's debt policy that you helped revise in 2011, to assure that every project is financed in a way that is fiscally sound. You have been ever watchful of state and university credit ratings and have routinely earned praise from ratings agencies for your sound financial management. People throughout the university have benefited from your talents and expertise, as well as staff from state agencies, board members, and staff of the Illinois Board of Higher Education, legislative staff members, and the Governor's Budget Office. Across our universities, around the state and beyond, you have become the go-to source for answers to how numbers add up, what they mean, and what they indicate. Along with your positions in university leadership, you have ably served as treasurer for the boards of directors of the University of Illinois Foundation, the University of Illinois Alumni Association, and Illinois Ventures, LLC. Nowhere was your sense of humor more on display than at the annual business meeting that kicks off Foundation Weekend in Urbana. Your tongue-in-cheek prediction for the next day's Illini football game became the stuff of legend, a must-see that kept donors rolling year after year and strengthened their bond with the U of I. Thanks to you, the University of Illinois system always emerged a winner in our development efforts, no matter what happened on the field. The many staff members who served under your direction will always remember your counseling, guidance, thoughtfulness, and enthusiastic support of whatever assignments you entrusted to them. One of your great qualities is how you always publicly praised your colleagues for their exemplary work. Your colleagues and friends will greatly miss your talent, insight, good humor, and true dedication. Therefore, be it resolved that President Colleen and the university officers, the faculty members, students, and staff members join with the board in this tribute to you and in extending best wishes to you and your family on the occasion of your retirement from the university. The Board of Trustees directs that this resolution be incorporated in the minutes of today's meeting to become a part of the official public record and that a suitable copy be given to you as a permanent reminder of the esteem and affection in which you are held. Thank you for indulging me there.
So now can I present the second half of my financial report?
You were saving the worst for last.
Okay. Okay, time for taking votes. There are two sets of votes that will occur for two agendas as provided by the board's bylaws. One is a regular voice vote agenda with several items. The rest of the items are part of what's called a roll call agenda. We'll do the voice vote agenda first. The items for the regular agenda were listed in the materials distributed to the board and posted. The secretary will read the title of all items. After she has read them, we can discuss any open issues, although I understand that the agenda items have been reviewed in at least one of the committee meetings, and you may have contacted President Colleen or a staff member for clarification. So I hope by now you have the information you need, but of course, we will welcome any discussion. After the discussion, we'll vote on all items at once, and we'll vote as a group. Of course, if anyone wishes to vote uniquely on any one item that is easily accommodated, please just indicate that to Dee Dee, and she'll record your vote accordingly. So, Dee Dee, will you, as secretary, please read the list of items on the regular voice vote agenda?
Yes. A1, approve minutes of Board of Trustees meetings. 1, resolution for Walter K. Knorr. 2, amend multi-year contract with head varsity coach men's basketball Chicago. 3, revise the University of Illinois Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act privacy and security compliance policy. 4, appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. 5, amend the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign Senate Constitution, Urbana. 6, appoint Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs, Urbana. 7, appoint Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs, Chicago. 8, appoint Dean, College of Education, Urbana. 9, appoint Dean, School of Public Health, Chicago. 10, appoint Acting Dean, College of Medicine, Chicago. 11, promotions in academic rank and change in tenure, 2017-2018. 12, appoint Professor, Center for Advanced Study, Urbana. 13, establish the Bachelor of Science in Computer Science and Music, College of Fine and Applied Arts, Urbana. 14, establish the Master of Journalism in Journalism, College of Media and the Graduate College, Urbana. 15, establish the Bachelor of Science in Secondary Education, College of Education, Urbana. 16, establish the Master of Athletic Training, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Springfield. 17, eliminate the Master of Arts in Economics, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences and the Graduate College, Urbana. 18, eliminate the Master of Science in Biology, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Springfield. 19, name the Posen Plaza, College of Pharmacy, Chicago.
Thank you, Dee Dee. May I have a motion to approve these items?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moved by Jill, seconded by Pat.
You two are money.
Any discussion? Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed? Okay, items pass. Thank you very much. The next session is a roll call agenda, and for this is for the items that specifically require a roll call vote per our bylaws. So we will go around the table. We will vote individually by trustee, but we will attempt to do this on the entire collective package. Of course, if anyone would like to vote uniquely on any one item, please just so state. So Dee Dee, would you please read those items?
Yes. 20, increased project budget and approved design for classroom addition and renovation, School of Labor and Employment Relations, Urbana. 21, increased project budget, approved design, and amend construction manager contract for Southeast Addition and Renovation, Memorial Stadium, Urbana. 22, increased project budget for classroom revitalization and addition, Law Building, Urbana. 23, increased project budget for electrical and computer engineering building, Urbana. 24, increased project budget and employee construction manager for renovation and expansion, Civil Engineering Hydrosystems Laboratory, Urbana. 25, increased project budget and award construction contract for pool infill renovation Freer Hall, Urbana. 26, award construction contract for infrastructure and life safety, Phase 2, Smith Memorial Hall, Urbana. 27, approve project for lower level simulation laboratory, College of Nursing, Chicago. 28, purchase recommendations. 29, authorize settlement, McAdow versus Tiemstra, MD. 30, authorize settlement, Lopata versus Kojancic, MD, et al. 31, authorize settlement, Wiley versus Garzon, MD, et al.
Thank you, Dee Dee. Any discussion on these items? Hearing none, I'll take a motion to pass these items.
Go around.
No.
So moved.
Second.
So moved again by Jill and seconded by Pat. Okay. Dee Dee, would you please call the roll?
Yes. Mr. Cepeda.
Yes to all.
Mr. Edwards.
Yes to all.
Mr. Fitzgerald.
Abstain on procurement items 20 to 28 and approve yes as to 29 to 31.
Dr. Koritz.
Yes to all.
Mr. McMillan.
Yes to all.
Mr. Mitchell.
Yes to all.
Mr. Montgomery.
Yes to all except 29, 30, and 31. With respect to those, I decline to participate because there are issues that I may have a conflict of interest.
Thank you, sir. Governor Rauner. Ms. Reyes.
Yes to all.
Mr. Robles.
Yes to all.
Ms. Smart.
Yes to all.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, everybody. President Clean, do you have any final comments you'd like to add?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to take a few minutes. I promise few. Now that the state's budget impasse has passed, so to speak, at least temporarily, I'd like to reflect for a moment on where the University of Illinois system stands, and to express our deep appreciation to the people in this room and across the state for their exceptional support. None of us has ever witnessed circumstances like those that the state just endured for the last 2 years, and hopefully we never will again. I will admit that from time to time in the last 24 months, I took it personally. After all, the budget stalemate has marked the entire period of my time here at the University of Illinois. Was it something I said? And that wasn't a happy coincidence. There's no doubt that the impasse has caused a good deal of stress in our system and across our three universities. Yet I'm continuously inspired by all the amazing things we have accomplished under less than ideal circumstances. Witnessing the resiliency of this university system and working shoulder to shoulder with those of you who are its heart and soul, the Board of Trustees, faculty and staff, students, alumni, donors, and yes, some key elected officials in Springfield, has been a remarkable experience. We have weathered the storm, and I extend my sincerest and deepest thanks to all of you for your persistence and patience. A winning strategy on the gridiron is to bend but not break. The University of Illinois system was not broken by the budget impasse. The Board of Trustees in particular has been unstinting in its support and had our back in the administration and in the staff and faculty every step along the way. The same can be said of our faculty, of course. Shared governance worked throughout this period. It demonstrated how essential this unique collaboration is, especially when crucial decisions and changes must be made together. Staff, students, and alumni joined forces with trustees and faculty in raising our advocacy to new heights. We reinvigorated a bipartisan legislative caucus of lawmakers with U of I ties. We organized a statewide coalition of higher education, labor, and industry because there is strength in numbers and in mutual interests. The U of I Office of Government Relations and the U of I Alumni Association Grassroots Network, Illinois Connection, coordinated regular and creative advocacy blitzes via letters, phone calls, frequent personal face-to-face meetings with lawmakers and staff in the state capitol. You were all part of that. One evening last month, we spent an hour with 4,000 alumni from across the country in a telephone town hall meeting, answering questions, imploring for advocacy on behalf of the U of I, and connecting them directly to the offices of legislators and the governor. It was an exhilarating new tool in our advocacy arsenal, and we'll use it again. Returning to the gridiron analogy, bend but don't break can be a winning defensive tactic, but there's a need to score points, too. A proactive message of the immense beneficial impact that the U of I has had in Illinois and beyond, a valuable state investment for 150 years, provides us with our offensive arsenal. Following the direction of the Board of Trustees in 2015, we spent a year developing a strategic framework with the active participation of every stakeholder group in our university system to guide our trajectory over the next decade. And from that sprung a number of strategic initiatives, the major one being the Investment Performance and Accountability Commitment, or IPAC, a five-year outlook for performance accountability by the U of I system, which would give in return predictable, reliable state funding and regulatory reforms. So the University of Illinois had a plan. Frankly, there weren't too many of those in Springfield over the last 2 years. But IPAC is viable and now has the bipartisan sponsorship of 30 lawmakers. That's 20% of the entire legislative community. We will continue to pursue IPAC with an amended version next year, including pension reform that hopefully will cross the goal line. On an even more positive note, the procurement reform piece of IPAC that we helped write passed in both chambers and now awaits the governor's action, and we're confident that he will sign it. This is good news not only for the day-to-day purchases of supply and equipment, but especially for acquisition of highly specialized instruments and materials necessary for our wonderful faculty to conduct world-class research. It's a good example, I think, of why the U of I system can transition now out of the two-year budget impasse and move forward with confidence. We have retrenched where possible and have taken stringent measures to responsibly steward our resources. In the past 2 years, we realized efficiencies in utilities, staffing, and processes that will help set us up for continued success as a leaner, more effective organization. I believe, too, that our shared experience has made us stronger internally and externally, and our administrative savings will allow us to place even greater focus on students and faculty. I have a reputation as a bit of a cockeyed optimist, and I don't apologize, but I'm also a realist. There's no question that the state of Illinois relationship with every public institution in Illinois is changing. The future is uncertain, and more challenges lie ahead. Will our state appropriation be there for fiscal 2019 and the years to follow? What about public pension funding changes? And will there be reforms of public higher education in Illinois? Fortunately, we have the leadership of the Board of Trustees, our wonderful administrative team, chancellors, provosts, vice presidents, and deans, and our incredibly talented faculty to guide us. As I said in a system-wide message last week when the budget stalemate ended, our three universities have remained strong and now stand ready to accelerate quickly and purposefully towards the high aspirations of our strategic framework. Our collective goal is to make the U of I system a global model for education, innovation, public engagement, and economic development. I was reminded recently of some 13th century wisdom from St. Francis of Assisi. I don't often quote, but he said, "Start by doing what is necessary, then do what is possible, and suddenly you're doing the impossible." So we're going to stay focused, we're going to work hard, and we're going to exceed expectations, working with you, and thanks to your leadership and guidance. That is what the institution has been doing for the last 150 years, and it's how we responded to the historic fiscal crisis of the last 2 years, and it's how the U of I system will sustain its greatness in the next 150 years. So thank you, Mr. Chairman, for allowing me this indulgence.
Thank you, President Killeen. Very well stated. At this time, I'd like to ask if anyone has any old business. How about any new business?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Two instances have come to my attention in our last committee meeting at ABFF and today at the meeting with a gentleman who was involved in a contract where the winning bidder withdrew the bid, causing some what he considered unfair consequences to him. The other instance was a situation in which a bidder simply declined to accept the bid, and it had to be rebid at a greater cost to the university. I would like to have some report from the appropriate persons as to what policies we as a university have with respect to bidders who behave in that fashion.
We'll take that as an action, Mr. Montgomery.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. Any other new business? I have a couple items. First, just future board meetings. We are scheduled to meet in Urbana on Thursday, September 7th, back here in Chicago on Thursday, November 16th, and also in Chicago on Thursday, January 18, 2018, for our annual meeting. We will, after this, we will move to room A for a picture, and we need to reconvene an executive session. I'll ask for that motion in just 1 second, but one other merit board item, one other new business is the Civil Service Merit Board. By statute, Illinois statute, our board is supposed to supply three representatives to that board. Currently, I believe Jim is our only representative. Jill has served in the past. I was basically holding off until we had more trustees named, but we're kind of running out of time on that luxury. So I would ask anybody who's interested to let me know. I believe they meet quarterly on a Wednesday morning. And I don't believe you have to be present physically.
Well, if
is
you're not
correct?
Present physically, you don't count towards the quorum is the problem.
Oh, okay.
Correct. Yes.
All right.
It's at 10 a.m. Central.
Are they in Springfield, Chicago? Where
you can
are
be meetings? At any one of the locations. So UIC, Champaign, or...
Oh, so you just have to be to a university,
to be
at a university location.
In. Yeah.
So you could even be in Rockford.
I don't know. I don't think that they have a telepresence. I have never known of anyone to be in Rockford. Do you? I think it has to be Chicago, Springfield, or Champaign.
Okay, all right. So if anyone's interested, we would love volunteers. So now if anybody has nothing else for new business, I would entertain a motion to go back into executive session to discuss university employment or appointment-related matters, and to purchase or lease of real property for the use of the university.
So moved.
Second.
So we got Jill, and I think Don seconded.
I did.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, so we will be moving to room A, and for the general public, once we finish our executive session, we'll come back in open session, but that'll just be to adjourn. So thank you for your patience.